Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for a Bet News Update. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And Marcus, when you need to know...
Get bent.
After we finished Bet News last week, Marcus, we got the report that David Crosby had died. And we put a headline in there because we couldn't let it pass all weekend. But here we are, a week later. It still hurts bad. For an older guy like me, it really hurts bad.
Yeah, David Crosby was a fundamental musician in changing rock and roll in the 1960s with the Byrds, with his Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young albums, with his solo music, with his collaborations. He really was a phenomenal songwriter and a musician who shaped rock and roll.
I don't think people saw this coming because of some of the reactions from people like Nash or Neil, who he hadn't been particularly close with in a while. But they all sent love and said, you know, he was our guy. He may have been difficult at times, but they know they wouldn't have done what they did without him.
And looking ahead, he was so busy during the pandemic that we are going to get to hear a lot of music from him, being in the Lighthouse Band, the work that he did with his son, and he brought other musicians into the studio with them to record. So we're going to hear some pretty incredible stuff, and Crosby's always been an exceptional songwriter.
There is a lighthouse on a headlight, shining against the night, and a graceful green-eyed creature.
In what may have been his final interview in December, he was talking about the relationship with the record company and how he kept recording and recording, and they wouldn't put out the albums the way he wanted because he was making them too fast. And we're going to be hearing from Cros for a long time. So a while back, you remember Dave said he was done with touring. I'm getting too old. I can't handle it. Word is that he was getting ready to go on the road. Steve Postell says he was hired to play guitar in the band. They were talking tour buses and venues, the whole kind of focus thing you do before you book everything. It was really about Cros getting back on the road, and that's a departure from what he'd been saying. Over the last few days, we started trading JPEGs of the cover for The Lost Weekend, a love story, a documentary coming out about John Lennon and May Pang, and we've talked about that on the podcast. But apparently, it's going to hit theaters.
That's the longest weekend in rock and roll history, as it went on for 18 months. And May Pang also wrote a book about her experiences with John Lennon in that time period. But I'm sure it's going to be really interesting and fascinating. And one of the things that I'm looking forward to seeing is all those unreleased pictures and videos that will be in there as well.
The film was originally submitted to the Tribeca Film Festival for last year and wasn't allowed to be released to the public till now. We were talking earlier about Neil Young, and he's coming off the bench. Did you hear about this? He's going to play a show live for the first time in over 3 years.
I saw that. He was very adamant that he wasn't going to play anymore, and Willie Nelson's 90th birthday just happened to come along, and he just to say, yes, I think I will hang.
You'll come for the music. You'll stay for the weed, Neil.
Oh, dude, this lineup of musicians is insane. Chris Stapleton, Casey Musgraves, Bob Weir, Billy Beck. Strings, Roseanne Cash, Norah Jones.
Royalty.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg will be there, Nathaniel Rateliff.
Warren Haynes, Tom Jones. Come on, man, Ziggy Marley. You talk about pulling in from all the corners of the world for one of the greatest of all time. Willie Nelson.
That show's going to be crazy.
April 29th and 30th at Los Angeles' Hollywood Bowl. Get a ticket if you can, kids.
Worry. Why do I let myself worry? Wondering
What in the world did I do? Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Well, in our private conversations, Marcus, you and I have mused about the activities during the pandemic for Rival Sons, one of our favorite newer bands.
They're definitely one of my favorite bands, and I am excited that not only are we going to get one album from them this year, but we are going to get two. Originally, Dark Fighter was supposed to be released on March 10th, but it was pushed back to June 2nd, and they're releasing Lightbringer later on in the year, and they just released a new song and video called Rapture. It is fantastic.
From our Aren't They Retired Already department, Ian Hunter has announced a new album stocked with great guests like Joe Elliott and Slash, Billy Gibbons and Johnny Depp, and performances by the late Jeff Beck and Taylor Hawkins. It's called Defiance Part 1, and that's optimistic because that means he's thinking of doing Part 2.
I'm stoked that Ian Hunter's got a new album, and looking at this list of collaborators, Joe Elliott, who's always been a big fan of Ian Hunter's, and Slash can throw down on the guitar, Jeff Beck and Taylor Hawkins, Prepartum all recorded with him. This is just going to be a rad record.
As if that wasn't enough, Marcus, he's also got Robert Trujillo, Mike Campbell coming in, Jeff Tweedy, Brad Whitford, Dean DeLeo, Robert DeLeo, and maybe Eric Kratz, too.
I would love to see Ian Hunter go on the road with these cats and maybe have the DeLeos and Eric Kratz backing him live. That would be hot.
Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated here on the Bent News Update. Sure, Marcus, we're Ziggy-centric. Yes, we're Bowie-obsessed. But this caught our ear, and I couldn't believe it. You get Alex Lifeson and Vernon Reid and Fishbone and Bob, and you reggae-fy Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars?
Didn't know what time it was. The lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll. A lot of soul to say. Sound, it seemed to fade, hey, came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade, hey. That was no DJ, that was Hazy Cosmic Jive.
Mindbender!
It looks really cool. It's Maxi Priest doing this whole groove, and it just looks really interesting. And there's a video clip for Starman. Check it out.
Producer Mike Goldwasser is involved, and he also is responsible for the dub side of the moon. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
Sounding good. You know what's not sounding or looking too good is the future of Journey, Marcus. We've been following as the Journey turns through the court system, but now Jonathan Cain has filed a lawsuit against Neil Sean for his charging on the company credit card. Cain alleges a $400,000 month-long shopping spree. Now, none of the details are given on what it was and all that kind of stuff, but these two have a company together, which makes them basically 50-50 on Journey business. And while I can understand that you shouldn't go on and spend all kinds of money that's got to be decided on between you and your partner, you really can do better than to settle it in court. To be continued, Marcus.
Get your popcorn.
A couple stories that surprised me this week involve artists and their catalogs. Yes, all the different factions and members and families that are involved in decisions got together and decided to sell the Back Yes catalog to Atlantic Records, their home for forever, right? And now they can enjoy the benefits of that. And it's in its ancestral home.
This is a pretty common thing to see nowadays, and we're seeing more and more bands do it as we continue to report on the Bent News. In fact, Pink Floyd is currently negotiating to sell their catalog. Wow. I'm going to guess that's a $1 billion sale plus at the end of the day, and maybe even a $2 or $3 billion sale because of the value of those records, including Dark Side of the Moon, which has been on the Billboard charts for like 450 years.
Yeah, it fell off for like a few months at one point, but it's been
like the top 200 since like the Dark Ages.
If we find out what those terms are when the deal happens, I'm saying $1 billion plus with a slider clause, which will change the whole game in artists and their rights.
Absolutely, and I think you're right. I think it's going to be closer to $2 billion just because it's Pink Floyd.
Here's a different approach to artist rights. Robbie Krieger and the family of Ray Manzarek have decided that they're going to sell their part of the Doors music to Primary Wave Corporation. And Primary Wave is run by Jeff Jample, who is a longtime Doors manager. They're very comfortable with him being involved, and the use for the money that they'll be generating is to help people. They want to help people with the money that they make now from songs that they've been making money off their whole life. They're well off, and now they want to turn to help others. And apparently, this is something that Ray had discussed with his wife, Dorothy. Good to see it.
I love this story because it just shows empathy and love for people. It's wonderful. Just selfless as hell.
Metallica now turns their sights to the release of 72 Seasons, have announced a worldwide listening party in cinema.
That's such a great idea, and you know what? When you're fully in control of everything that you do, you get to be this creative, and you get to be able to make calls like this, and I really am impressed with the Metallica camp and how they're really taking care of their listeners. And the event takes place April 13th at a movie theater near you.
I know we were talking at the top of this week's Bent News, Marcus, about David Crosby, but I thought that we might go through a whole week without losing a significant figure in rock and roll until yesterday. The founding guitarist of the Yardbirds, at the base of so much of what we love, Anthony Topham. They called him Top, but lately he'd called himself Sanderson Raji, passed away at age 75.
As a founding member of the Yardbirds, he was there before Beck, Clapton, and Page, and really helped set the tone for what the Yardbirds would become.
Funny thing is, Topham formed the Yardbirds when he was a kid after seeing the Rolling Stones at the Crawdaddy Club in Richmond. Thank you, Top. Come Monday, we're releasing an episode that we're both very excited to present here on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. Marcus?
Yes, Music Cares named Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson their People of the Year. And so we are talking both about the importance of Berry and Smokey on the music world. We're also talking about the value, the importance of Music Cares on the music world as well, because they do so much for the music community during situations like the pandemic that happened. They really give back to the music community. We're talking about the behind the scenes musicians that we don't hear about as much that really benefit from this. So Barry, Smokey, great people. Music Cares, great organization. We're stoked to share it with you.
They are the essence of the big wealthy people helping those who have not. And so we present that on Monday. And that's going to do it for this edition of Bent News from the Dark Duck Media Studios. I'm Ray Coop.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
get bent.